Hello and welcome to the 9th TGO Minicast, a little 3-minute podcast. My name's Daniel Nielsen, I'm the digital editor of the Great Outdoors magazine. Yesterday I mentioned going to Wales the weekend and talk about planning the trip and poring over maps, which is exactly what I'm doing now. So I thought it would be a good chance to have a look at several different maps all to the same area and look at the differences, not least of all because I've got 5 of them on hand, which is overkill. The ones I've got is a Land Ranger, which is the 50,000 OS map, the Explorer, which is the 1 to 25,000 OS map, and the Harvey Superwalker map, which is a 1 to 25,000 map as well. I'm just going to take one grid square to have a look at, and that's Carnedd Llywelyn. Excuse the pronunciation, and that's at SH680640. And just looking at the differences, really, if I look on the 1 to 50,000 map, to be honest, there's an awful lot of lines going in and out right from the summit of Carnedd Llywelyn, including the parish boundary, which is a contentious point for most hill walkers and superfluous, certainly, in my opinion. You can see reasonably well the footpaths up to the summit, and they should be fine to navigate by. I tend to use Land Ranger ones nearly all the time, actually, especially if I'm doing longer trips. But given that this is a bit of a short one, and I'm going to be doing a bit of a scramble, I'd imagine I would probably forego it, given that I've got it, given that I've got other ones for the 1 to 25,000. If I look at the Explorer map, it's a much clearer, as you'd imagine. The same grid square itself does still have this parish boundary line, which is annoying, especially as it goes straight over the summit. However, you can quite clearly see the crags, and it also gives a sense of depth and of steepness. It's really neat, really tidy, and the contours are every 10 metres, which is useful. Flipping over to this Harvey Superwalker, it's a lot bolder, a bit brasher, and the contours are much thicker. Overall, it doesn't look as tidy, but they pack quite a lot of information, and you can see exactly where the really steep crags are. The grid square we're looking at is very clear. You can see only the footpaths. You can see the steepness of the crags either side. I'll probably do a bit of a scramble up Grib Llem, and that seems fairly clear as well. Overall, I'll probably take both of the 1 to 25,000 maps with me. Anyway, so that's what I think. It'll be interesting to hear your opinions on which maps you take and what advantages and disadvantages. Bye.